and greedy is life. And music like my gumbo and experience is spice. Reputation decorated like interior design. But who needs a cosign when the signature is mine? Solid as a rock, charging women every climb. First step is a doozy. If you fall, you better fly. Feel like I did it all, so my advice is so precise that even when I get it wrong, my intention's always right. Rebel with a cause from a city that's deprived. Gotta walk before you crawl or come to grips with getting squashed. I'm a tough pill to swallow, nothing bought me watered down, boy. Southern desperado got the bullshit like a cowboy. Huffing on gelato, sayonara, see you later. Bring that raw flavor, head bring a ranger. Bring that raw flavor, head rearrange up. What up, Dirty Mike? Yeah, raw flavor. To infinity and beyond. Find you something safe to play with, I got bigger fish to fry. That first step a doozy, if you fall, you better fly. So find you something safe to play with, I got bigger fish to fry. Cause that first step a doozy, if you fall, you better fly. Find you something safe to play with, I got bigger fish to fry. The first step a doozy, if you fall, you better fly. Find you something safe to play with, I got bigger fish to fry. Cause that first step a doozy, if you fall, you better fly.
Run it! gave me 20 minutes and said, get in, get out.
We're not here now.
Watch your pockets, too. They will pick it. That's a guarantee. Not being racist. That's being hoist. Yeah, some of these chicks need money. You fucking know it. Relax.
You been here before, Whoopi?
Hi, Whoopi.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, Jerry.
My niece.
She goes to my temple. Whatever you do, don't get a mistress.
Can't do it. You'll get caught. Just be a good person. You can handle it. Just be good. Stay good to her. Stay true to her. Whack off. Whack off.
Whack off. Whack off. And if it does happen, do not confess.
You will get caught. Just because.
No matter what. Even if she finds an actual vagina in your pocket.
Don't confess.
I don't know how it got there.
My wife found two pussies in my glove compartment. And I had to convince her, you know, it's standard option on a Mercedes.
Yeah.
You can lie as much as you want. She's going to know.
It takes a village.
Don't cheat.
I have no plans to cheat.
I know no one does.
No one plans to speed.
Biggie, J, Nas, Ghostface, Jada Kiss.
If you're going to say Gangstar, then you need to say CL Smooth, Pete Rock.
You the one that picked the scenario over what's the other one?
Symphony.
The Symphony.
Because you fucking scenario.
So how you doing?
I'm all right. I mean, all that stuff that's on TV, that was just for the show. I'm not really drinking.
Okay, I got married a lot of times. You've been at several of my weddings. But I always knew that wasn't what I was into. I wasn't into the wedding, and everyone knew it. I should have been into the guy, as you should be into the girl.
Make her sign the prenup.
Prenup.
It's a hard conversation, but just do it. You will be happy in the long run.
My money.
Whose money is it?
My money.
Who wrote the joke?
I wrote the joke.
Keep that fucking cash. Sign that shit.
You get one?
I did not.
Go outside, check on the car. Got a plane to catch.
All right, hurry up. You gotta get out of here.
I'm on it. You know I'm on it.
Hey, Andres, you really love the phone.
James Nielsen.
Can I talk to you for a second?
I don't want to talk to you, James.
Please?
No, I don't want to talk. Hey, everybody. This man right here is a journalist. He is not to be trusted.
Okay, I'm sorry. James is a character I created a very long time ago, and unfortunately, he's still a very popular character.
Character? What are you, Sasha Fierce? Oh, I got it. Shakira Simmons.
Shakara.
Shakara, yeah. Simmons. Who gives a fuck? Was it all a lie?
Of course not.
Were you in character the whole time?
No.
Any of it? Your mother, your kid. Your Cinderella bullshit.
I'm really sorry. What I did was wrong, and it was creepy, and it was weird. And I know you won't believe me, but I actually did it because I like you. All right? The fan in me just wanted to know what happened to that guy that I saw at Purchase.
You like
me? Yes, that made me laugh
you
and
can't
lie.
Touch the girl. She took my wallet. I don't know where it is, but she has it.
I don't have any clothes on. Where am I going to put it?
Do I have to say it?
You got drama. Come on. You gotta go.
Let's go.
Hey, Andre? Are you going my way?
We'll be right back.
Subbing in for DJ Mark. DJ Mark returns next Friday and every Friday from 12 to 2 with the show Dropped the Charges. Spinning soul blues on wax. thing. He returns next Friday. You heard Muse. Before that, something from an awesome movie, top five, remarkable, one of the best. I'm just playing, I played that scene before, but not the whole thing. I got everything. I made sure got my rentals worth on that one, let's say. Top five awesome movie. Before that, we had Santi Gold. We also had some Shine. And we had a nice long track. A nice fascinating track. Ennio Marconi. Ennio Marconi. Best score in the business, Ennio Marconi. Sounded so good. And that was from, is it called the French? I'm going with my mind here as if I remember it. It was Ennio Marconi for sure. I knew it. Marconi Sinfonia per la Intentanto version 2. Ennio Marconi Sinfonia. And it was the French Conspiracy original motion picture soundtrack. And you were into a world, you went to a scene for 15-20 minutes on that track. I hope you were picturing what I was picturing. We had some hot, some potpourri with Setting Sun. We had some Molto Rizzati with La Unica Chance. We had Obligeon and Anjou with American Nightmare as well. We're caught up. What else do you want? What else do you need? The big man's here while I'm hanging out in the sun in the Mission City District. Oh yes, I said it. I said it. And I meant it. Friday afternoon is here. The big man shines. Still, check me on Friday mornings, 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. That's when I'm usually here, but I am in overtime. I'm subbing in for the homie DJ Mark. And DJ Mark's out in the city getting his beak wet, because that's what he's got to do when the big man's out in town. Call me late night from a hotel, half buzzed, and he said, I can't make it, Big Doug. Can you sub for me? I said, you know I got you. Enjoy that jacuzzi, DJ Mar. you know how DJ Mark gets when he's in a hometown. I said, like the Beatles, let it be. We're here. We've got the music. Everything for your brain. Last minute request, 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Oh, man. I like these little shops over here. They got the little waters. I got a little water. It was nice. It's the best water in town. No one knows how to sell a bottle of water than this convenience shop right over here, right down the street, man. There's no other better place, man. If you're looking for a nice cold water, man. Now, dude, everyone's refrigerators are barely cold, man. You want to go and get a drink, a nice cold drink? It's barely. It's like 1 degree above room temperature, bro, or below. These refrigerators ain't making anything cold anymore. I want it ice cold. There's a place over here that advertises the coldest beers in the area. That's where I live. I mean, that's an advertisement. That's how you promo. Our fridges are not like all the others, you know, 1 degree below room temperature. Our beers are cold because our fridges have been donated from old submarines. Never break down. In the submarine, and someone dies on a mission, they throw them in that fridge. And that fridge better be cold because that body can't decompose because they're on a mission. They gotta hold the funeral. They need to go study the aliens of the Arctic. Throw that dead body in that fridge, freezer, and let them stay there for 4 months and accomplish that mission. And then come back to surface and have that open casket. And that body's gonna look like it was alive yesterday. You know why? Because those fridges on that submarine, so if you ever get your hands on a fridge from an old submarine, you better throw that in your house. You better. And if you throw that in your house, you can call it a dream house. Because that's what that fridge is. I ain't lying. Or fibbing. No tall tales. No tall tales here. You don't trust me? I've been doing open mics for 20 years, kid. I've seen it all, I tell you all. Matter, big dog. Get that fridge. All those old school appliances work the best and are cooler. Lighters are cooler, last longer. Stoves. I saw a video of a stove, and it just had common sense, man. And it's all in one. It was beautiful. Fridges were the same way. cars. Look at cars. Cars are way cooler than now. Sure, you got a home computer now in your car, and you got Wi-Fi, and you got a printer, you know, and controllers. But your car don't look as cool as like a old 52 pickup. It don't look even close. And I barely know cars. I just know by looks, like the way I look at it, you know. Even like 30 to 40 years ago. Oh, okay, you got Escalade. I don't even know if that's hip anymore, but okay, Escalade. Or do it around anymore. That's a car, I know. Or Santa Fe, that's a nice car. Mercedes, but then go 30, 40 years ago, I'll take a Isuzu Amiga over all those cars I said. You know what I'm saying? You give me a nice, dark blue Isuzu Amiga, brand new, only 100 miles on it, CD tape player with what do they call that, a suicide cage. I don't want to roll around and hit my head on the ground. That's what scares me about convertibles, you know, the time, you know. Changing, rearranging. Bottom line, from what you heard right now and everything I say, if you ever get your chance to get a fridge from an old submarine, like at a pickup pool or some auction or a storage unit that you won, or whatever, a garage sale, flea market, trust me. This fridge used to be in the USS submarine in 1989. Taken apart. The bidding starts at $100. $200! Trust me, dog. Trust me. I would need some of these liquor stores over here. Need to fix their fridges. I'm telling you. None of it's cold. Stick to the liquor store. Now you know best, right? Everybody's got their favorite liquor store, you know. And I don't know what it is. I like smoking in front of it. I'm not no ice agent or thug or anything. I just want to sometimes get a watch in my collar or get a white cheddar popcorn real quick. Or a close soda real quick. You need some papers. Yes, the papers. Oh, stop. We're winding down. I was gonna get into my German accent, but I don't feel like it right now. I want to finish off strong. Okay, so why not do it then? Because here we go, we coming through. Shouts out to all, like I said, DJ Mark returns next Friday and every Friday from 12 to 2. Now we coming through with music for you. We got it on. Okay, I got it, guys. I haven't heard this in a while. I used to play this a lot. 20 years ago. This used to be one of my favorite tracks 5 years ago to play on the radio. I just love it. I think it's a cool-ass instrumental. It reminds me of starting off in radio and listening and discovering new music. And I've always liked this kind of style of music as well. So I'm going to throw it down right now. This guy, this band's called Fing Fang Foo. And this song is called Instrument of Fear. Radio Valencia.
feel used to, man. Como entender o amor? Como imaginar nós dois? Em frente ao pôr do sol, por avistar o lindo mar, no vento sopra o rosto, respirando o marizinho, sentindo a natureza, fazendo o coração pulsar. Os cânticos dos belos pássaros declamam a poesia em forma de sintonia. A noite chega, no piscar das estrelas, a lua se envaidece no seu brilho. Sozinho não serei feliz, sozinho não serei feliz, sozinho não serei feliz.